Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Savage Solutions is a 2005 political nonfiction book by radio host and commentator Michael Savage. Written in a provocative first-person voice, it presents a sharply conservative critique of modern liberal politics and the institution Savage believes support it. The book is organized around recurring Savage spotlight of truth sections, which frame each chapter as an effort to expose what Savage sees as ideological distortions in public life. Its subjects include immigration, the Iraq War, radical Islam, civil liberties groups, lawsuits, the media, and the moral issues he connects to the 2004 presidential election. Rather than offering a neutral policy analysis, the book aims to argue from a combative cultural perspective, defending borders, traditional values, and national security. It reflects the style and worldview that made Savage a well-known talk radio figure, and it is best understood as both a political tract and a direct extension of his broadcast persona. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Savage defines liberalism as a cultural and moral threat. The book's central claim is not simply that liberal policies are wrong, but that liberalism itself damages the foundations of American life. Savage frames marriage, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Ten Commandments as institutions or principles weakened by liberal influence. That makes the book broader than a standard policy critique. It treats politics as a struggle over moral order, national identity, and social cohesion. This framing is important because it explains why the argument repeatedly shifts from legislation to culture. Savage does not separate public policy from values. He treats them as inseparable. As a result, liberalism is presented as a worldview that reshapes language, law, and norms rather than as a set of isolated positions. Readers should see this as the organizing lens for the entire book. Even when Savage discusses specific issues, he returns to the idea that liberal elites normalize decline by redefining long-standing American standards as outdated or oppressive. Secondly, immigration and border control as a test of national sovereignty. One of the book's most consistent themes is illegal immigration, which Savage presents as a direct challenge to sovereignty and public order. He argues that the United States allows too many unauthorized entrants, and that the resulting pressure falls on taxpayers, welfare systems, Medicaid, and criminal justice institutions. The specific numbers he uses are part of his polemical style, but the underlying argument is recognizable. An open or weak border is treated as evidence that the political class has failed to protect citizens first. This chapter matters because it connects immigration to Savage's broader slogan of borders, language, and culture. In his view, border control is not only about enforcement, but about preserving the conditions that make a nation coherent. The discussion also shows how the book links policy to identity, implying that demographic and legal change can erode cultural continuity. This is one reason the book resonates with readers who see immigration as a symbol of lost governmental authority rather than only as a labor or humanitarian issue. Thirdly, Islamofascism, security politics, and the post-9/11 worldview. Savage devotes substantial attention to radical Islam, which he labels Islamofascism. This term is central to his post-9/11 political lens, because it collapses religious extremism, terrorism, and geopolitical conflict into a single ideological threat. He argues that radical Islam is linked to major terrorist violence and uses religious passages to support his interpretation of anti-non-believer militancy. Whether readers agree or not, the structure of the argument is clear. Savage wants national security debates to begin from the assumption that ideological enemies are real, organized, and willing to exploit Western tolerance. The book's significance lies in how it extends conservatism into civilizational language, presenting the conflict as more than a military or intelligence problem. That helps explain why he criticizes what he sees as soft liberal responses to terrorism. In his framework, underestimating the threat is not merely a tactical error, but a symptom of broader cultural self-deception. This chapter is one of the clearest examples of the book's alarm-driven style and its effort to turn foreign policy into a domestic warning. Fourthly, attacking lawsuits, lawyers, and media narratives as signs of institutional decay. Another major thread in the book is the critique of what Savage sees as institutional overreach and absurdity, especially in the legal system and the media. He argues that too many lawsuits are frivolous, that lawyers encourage unnecessary litigation, and that the result is a costly culture of blame and compensation. His examples are meant to show a system that rewards victimhood and imposes hidden costs on ordinary people through insurance, medical testing, and public spending. He pairs this with criticism of the media, which he says sanitizes or romanticizes figures such as Yasser Arafat while misrepresenting political realities. Together, these sections portray institutions as mechanisms that distort truth rather than clarify it. This is a key element of the book because it reveals that Savage is not only arguing against specific groups, but against a broader information environment. He believes public discourse is managed by elites who use language to obscure harmful consequences. The result is a recurring suspicion that law, journalism, and advocacy organizations function less as neutral referees than as ideological tools. Lastly, a 2004 election postmortem built around morality, marriage, and conservative mobilization. The book closes by explaining why Savage believes John Kerry lost the 2004 presidential election, and this ending shows how he connects cultural issues to electoral outcomes. His emphasis on opposition to gay marriage reflects a larger claim that voters react strongly when political leaders appear out of step with traditional moral norms. Savage treats that election as evidence that conservative social concerns are not peripheral, but politically decisive. This final section also clarifies the book's practical purpose. It is not just a catalog of grievances, but a manual for interpreting political success and failure through a conservative cultural lens. The issue is not only what policies candidates support, but whether they align with what Savage sees as enduring public values. That makes the book especially revealing as a snapshot of mid-2000s conservative messaging, when same-sex marriage, national security, and immigration were tightly linked in partisan debate. In this sense, the election analysis serves as a bridge between cultural commentary and electoral strategy, showing how Savage translates ideology into a theory of voter behavior. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers interested in hard-edged conservative polemics, talk radio politics, and the cultural battles that shaped American debate in the early post-9/11 years. It is especially useful for anyone studying how media personalities convert broadcast themes into print arguments, because the prose and structure closely mirror Savage's on-air persona. Readers looking for a balanced policy analysis will likely find it confrontational and highly partisan. But those interested in rhetoric, movement conservatism, or the politics of resentment and cultural defense will find it revealing. The book stands out in its genre because it does not just criticize liberal policy positions. It ties immigration, terrorism, lawsuits, media coverage, and social issues into one overarching narrative about civilizational decline. That gives it a more expansive ideological scope than a typical issue-specific political book, even when readers disagree with its conclusions. The book is useful for understanding how conservative populism frames complex social problems through a single emotionally charged worldview. If you would like to support Michael Savage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.